Well, we are continuing our look at some of the local candidates running in the federal election in the ridings up here in northwestern Alberta, and we are pleased to be joined on the line right now. Gail Umstad, she is running for the NDP in the riding of Peace River West Long. She joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Gail, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Well, first thing we want to talk about here, Gail, is, of course, you are decided to run here for the NDP in the Peace River Westlock riding. What made you decide to throw your hat in the ring here?
I'm a social worker, and there was a time when I was thinking of my job is mostly one-on-one, small groups, family, and was feeling frustrated and thinking, I'm going to be 1,000 years old and never feeling that I was making progress. So I thought I needed to address it more systemically and look at farther up on the horizon. And that's what I did. If you want to understand what systemic issues are, I always think, use your left hand for a day, because unless you're left-handed, you don't get it. And as soon as you try to use your left hand, you realize that it's a right-handed world. So systemically, I just think that we need to relook at our laws and practices and adjust them.
Of course, the province of Alberta does have a bit of an interesting relationship sometimes with the federal government that leads to some issues at the federal level that are present in our region. When it comes to some of those issues, what do you think is the biggest one that needs kind of addressed in this region here?
Well, it's hard for me to pick one as the biggest issue, because I signed on to expand our healthcare system. Of course, as a social worker, I'm also interested in their mental health issues. I'm quite passionate about housing, because I see families not having the supports that they need, taking longer to invest and get into their first house, all the way through to homeless issues. And then I also, maybe because I live in Slave Lake and that primarily work with Indigenous groups and Indigenous people, from residential school survivors, murdered and missing Indigenous women, girls, and the 60 scoop, I might have that bias. The ends of the riding, the Peace River end and the Barrhead end, look at the resources, our renewable resources and our extraction resources, oil, gas, logging.
Certainly the Peace River Westlock riding is a very large and kind of diverse area. When it comes to being sort of a voice for the region, what do you feel that you can bring to the table on that front?
I have lived and or worked in almost every community in this riding, including I'm on a sign in the Peace River swimming pool, because I used to live in Peace River. And I've lived in High Level, but then worked a lot in Fort Vermilion, Lacrete, and then all the way south into Barrhead, White Court, Westlock.
Now, as you kind of mentioned there, certainly a variety of different sort of communities all around the riding. In some of your kind of traveling around as a part of the campaign here, what are some kinds of things that you've heard from people there?
I think of Sherry, who I asked permission to put signs up in Fort Vermilion, and she recognized Jedmeet Singh's name on the sign, and as a self-declared Indigenous person, said, you're the only one that's going to make a difference for Indigenous people. While in Fort Vermilion, I also spoke to some other visible minority groups who said similar comments. But, you know, as a social worker, I think I'm a good listener. And I went to university for 9 years to hone in on my skills and abilities to listen and get results.
And finally, here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to take a little dip into the personal lives of politicians, or in your case, aspiring politicians. And one of the things we like to ask them is about kind of the day jobs they have. And as you've kind of mentioned a couple of times here, you work as a social worker in the Slave Lake area. What kind of some other things that you like to do in your personal time?
Well, I can say that in 2019, I was the fastest endurance athlete in the province of Alberta. Now, I didn't have to defend my title in 2020 due to COVID, lucky me, so I got to keep the title for 2 years.
And, well, it sounds like you got a lot of activities to keep you busy. We'll let you get back to the campaign trail here. Gail Lundstad, running for the NDP in Peace River Westlock. Thanks for joining us here today.
Well, and thank you to your listeners. Peace River's got an excellent station. When I lived there, I was, like, riveted to the radio station.